Welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Life podcast. And today we are going to be talking about the soul thread. Now, the soul thread has five stages, from tangled to thread keeper. And what we're going to do, we're going to talk about each stage individually, because there are moments in life where everything feels knotted. When your thoughts and your emotions, even your sense of who you are, seem to twist upon themselves. It can feel like you've drifted far from your own rhythm. But what if that disconnection wasn't punishment at all? What if it was an invitation, a gentle pull from your soul, asking you to pause and to listen and to begin untangling with love? Because the journey of soul thread isn't about fixing or striving. It's about remembering the light that hums quietly beneath the noise, remembering that within every tangle lies a thread waiting for you to trace it back to your truth. So think of this as a return and not a race, a homecoming to your own luminous center. So, as we move through each stage, you'll start to feel how your spirit whispers through the patterns of your days, how presence softens and trust begins to weave new meaning into the fabric of your life. So, ask yourself, can you feel that pull? The subtle shimmer that says, this is where you find your way back. So now let's look at the first stage, what I like to call a tangle. There comes a moment when even the most radiant spirit feels tangled, and these threads that once glowed gold now twist in confusion, and you wake feeling heavy, as if something is sat inside of you has tightened overnight. I know that feeling well. And the sense that your light has dimmed, that your path has grown hazy. Yet, what if the knots themselves were holy? What if they're the very thing drawing you back towards remembering who you are? The tangle is that threshold where you pause long enough to see what's been pulling at you. It's not a failure, it's your soul whispering, be still, I'm here beneath the noise. And when I first began to listen, I realized that each knot was a story I'd outgrown, a pattern asking to be loosened with grace, not guilt. So think of it this way: the more gently you approach the tangle, the more easily it unravels. So you might begin to notice these where your energy clings, like old habits, rushing thoughts, the need to keep up. What I want you to do, I want you to breathe into them instead of pushing them away. What if those tight places softened simply because you allowed them to? And the nervous system relaxes when you do, and the spirit starts to hum again. But ask yourself, where in your body do you feel that pull the most? The one asking to be released. And sometimes I imagine my own tangle as a golden light coiling around itself, confused yet beautiful. And I hold it in both hands and breathe until the glow steadies. No fixing, no forcing, just witnessing the knots until they remember they are thread. And you can do the same. The light doesn't disappear because it's tangled, it only hides, waiting for warmth to coax it back into flow. So here we begin, not with control, but with surrender, and with the courage to slow down long enough to meet yourself. Every thread that feels lost is still part of your weaving. It's all guiding you home. So what if this moment of confusion isn't a setback, but an awakening? And perhaps the tangle isn't where you lose yourself at all. Perhaps it's where you finally start to find your way back. So now let's look at the second stage, the thread. Because after the stillness of the tangle, something quieter begins to move. It isn't loud or dramatic. It feels like a whisper brushing against your awareness. That delicate tug of gold that says, come on, this way. The thread is your reconnection. It's the living pulse of your truth, winding patiently through the noise, waiting to be felt again. And you might first sense it in fleeting moments when light catches a window just right, or when you breathe and the world seems to exhale with you. Now, these are the glimpses that remind you, I am still here. The thread hums in spaces you almost overlook, in the warmth of your hands, in the soft insistence of intuition. So think of it this way. Your soul never left. It simply quietened, waiting for you to listen. Now, I once mistook the thread for purpose or certainty, something to chase or define. But the more I reached, the more it slipped away. Only when I stopped grasping did it rest in my palm. So what if the thread isn't something to find at all, but something to remember? So ask yourself, can you feel that quiet pull, like warmth beneath your ribs, guiding you gently home? Now you can begin by creating space for its voice. Light a candle, let the room dim and your senses soften, and ask, what feels true for me right now? What feels true for me right now? Don't rush the answers. The thread reveals itself in the pauses, not the plans. It might speak as an image or a word or a sensation, but trust the subtle language of your own knowing. Because sometimes the thread leads you back to small joys, like the sound of rain, the smell of the earth after a storm, the way silence holds you when you stop trying to fill it. Follow those moments. They are the golden markers through the labyrinth. The more you honor them, the clearer the path becomes. So, what if every time you felt lost, your soul was simply whispering, follow me here instead? The thread never breaks, no matter how far you wander. It runs through every experience, luminous and alive, waiting to be felt again. Hold it now, softly, reverently, and let it remind you that you were never truly apart from yourself. So now let's look at the third stage, the weave. So once you've felt the thread, the next breath becomes an invitation to live with it. And the weave is where your inner light begins to move through the ordinary, through mornings, pauses, and small sacred gestures. It's not about perfection, it's about presence. And the weave is how your spirit learns to belong in your everyday life. I used to think spiritual practice lived only in stillness, like with candles and mantras and meditations. But what if the true practice happens in your in between, when you pour tea, answer a message, or stand at the sink with sunlight pooling over your hands? Each of these moments can hold your thread. So ask yourself, what ordinary thing could become sacred if you looked at it with softer eyes? The weave teaches you to breathe your spirit into motion. When I wake, I press my palms together, in a prayer position and whisper, thank you, thank you, thank you. Not because the day is perfect, but because I am present within it. When I walk, I imagine gold light trailing behind me, like the thread weaving through each step. When I speak, I listen for the resonance of truth before the words leave my mouth. So think of it this way. Every act is a stitch in your soul's tapestry. Sometimes the weave feels uneven, so it's loose in places, tangled in others. And that's all right. The imperfections are what give it depth. You're not creating a flawless pattern. You're allowing your spirit to inhabit your life. And when emotions rise, weave them in too, like joy, grief, gratitude, longing. Each one adds texture and color. So, what if your spirituality wasn't something you stepped in and out of, but something you carried as rhythm? A hum that continues because conversation beneath conversation. And work and rest. The thread doesn't demand attention. It simply asks to be included. Each breath, each touch, each moment of honesty is another gentle pass of gold through the fabric of your being. This is the art of remembering where while you live. The weaving isn't finished. It's ongoing, it's alive, and it's luminous. And you're building something new. You're revealing what was always within you, the quiet holiness of being here, fully as yourself. So the fourth stage of the soul thread is the pattern. So when you begin to live within the weave, patterns start to emerge. They're delicate, they're luminous, and undeniably yours. And they show themselves in quiet consistencies, in the way grace keeps returning even when you forget to ask for it. And the pattern is your soul's language made visible, a rhythm of light and shadow that tells you this is who you've always been. And you start to notice repetition, the same lesson dressed in different clothing, the same sensation rising in familiar moments. It isn't punishment, it's guidance. And the universe speaks in symbols, in synchronicities that shimmer just beneath the surface of routine. And what if those echoes aren't coincidences, but conversation? What if life has been whispering back to you all along? When I trace my own patterns, I see gold woven through the dark. Times I thought I'd fallen apart were actually when my thread was strengthening, testing its glow in deeper shades of experience. So think of it this way. The pattern isn't drawn by your mind. It's revealed by your trust. And the more you listen, the clearer it becomes. You might begin by watching how you respond to stillness, how you react to silence. And where do you expand? And where do you tighten? Your soul leaves clues there. So ask yourself, what feeling has been asking for your attention again and again? That's part of your sacred design. The pattern also shows itself through the people who cross your path. Some bring lessons, some bring light, and some bring mirrors, so precise you can finally see yourself. Notice the timing. Notice how even detours seem to loop back to meaning. Even every encounter adds a stitch of understanding. So, what if every experience Even the ones that ache is part of a larger rhythm guiding you home. You are not separate from the pattern. You are the living design. And your choices are the golden thread, your awareness, the weaver's hands. And the beauty lies not in controlling what unfolds, but in recognizing that it has always been unfolding perfectly. And the pattern is your proof of belonging, a cosmic embroidery that says you are part of everything and everything is part of you. Okay, so we're on the fifth and final stage of the soul thread, and this is the thread keeper. And there comes a quiet moment when the seeking ends. You are no longer gathering fragments of yourself. You're holding the whole tapestry in your hands. And the thread keeper is not a title to claim. It's a rhythm you embody. It's the point where the golden thread no longer feels separate from you because it has always been yours. You begin to realize that keeping the thread isn't about control, it's about care. It's tending your own light as you would a flame in the wind. And some days it burns strong, others it flickers. Yet you keep watch with tenderness rather than fear. So think of it this way: the sacred isn't something you visit, it's something you live. Now, I used to believe peace was something to arrive at, but peace is presence. It's a gentle awareness that you can meet yourself in every phase and still be home. You don't need perfection to be spiritual. You only need honesty. So ask yourself, what would it feel like to hold your life as gently as you hold your breath? And as a thread keeper, your practice becomes less about what you do and more about who you are while doing it. So lighting a candle, tending the garden, writing a line of truth in a journal, each is a doorway. The thread moves through you, blessing the ordinary until it glows. And the balance between doing and being becomes your quiet mastery. Some days the weave loosens. You forget, you rush, you tighten again. And that's all right. Even in forgetting, the thread never leaves you. So, what if your only task was to remember that light can return the moment you invite it? Presence is a homecoming available in every breath. Now you hold the rhythm, not perfectly, but soulfully. And you are the thread keeper of your own peace, your own joy, your own unfolding. Every knot, every shimmer, every silence has brought you here. And you are not separate from the sacred pattern. You are its continuation. You are the golden thread breathing through this moment, luminous and alive and whole. So stay close to it, not by grasping, but by belonging. The thread will always lead you home. So I invite you to take a breath with me right now. And feel how far you've traveled, not in miles, but in remembering. From the tangle to the thread, through the weave, the pattern, and finally here, home, as the thread keeper of your own light. So every breath you take now is part of that golden rhythm. You don't need to hold on tightly. The thread knows its way back to you. And when you feel lost or dimmed, come here. Listen again. Let these words remind you that you've never been apart from your soul, only invited to return. So what if your only task from here was to live as though you're already connected, because you are. You always were. So thank you for walking this path with me, for trusting your light and letting it guide you home. Until the next episode, may your days be soft, your steps steady, and your thread ever golden.